Discover new music on 104.3 The Shark, South Florida's alternative.
Walk the moon, different colors.
Anyway, welcome to, I don't know what this is. This is not for air. It's just, I guess it's just me talking. Anyway, So, over the weekend, I found out, when I was at my stupid job, that there was a new alternative rock station in South Florida. And of course, you know, me being me, I completely fucking jumped out of my skin. I was so goddamn excited. It was unfucking believable. It's like, you know, the heavens opened up. And I'm gonna tell this story kind of again on Not For Air, on For Air Radio, but I couldn't really wait till the show, so this is kind of my thoughts. So I'm like super excited, right? I'm like, oh, finally. It's like I've been bitching, because I have been bitching. And I've been mad and all this shit. And I'm like, yes, finally, the Lord or Cthulhu, somebody answered. Somebody listened and somebody answered the goddamn thing. I'm like, good, here we go. It's awesome. So what do? I find out where it's located, right? Because here's the truth of the matter. And I absolutely love Podunk. And I love Metal Zone. And I love Online. And we've talked about this so many damn times, it's kind of annoying now to myself, even though I'm the one who keeps doing it. And I absolutely love radio. That's my first love. As many other projects as I do with the YouTube stuff sometimes, conventions, which I also love, the radio thing is what I want to do. And so, when I'm finally like, now I don't want to do it, I'm going to stick to the online stuff and, you know, stations like Podunk and Do Not For Air and Underground Horror Radio and Caffeinated, which I have 100% freedom to do all those things and say all the things I want, and it's awesome. FM would restrict the fucking shit out of me, which I understand that. So, but it's still that boyhood dream of working at the Buzz. And I love Jack FM, too. I loved working there. But that childhood dream of working for an alternative station in South Florida, it's just no matter, you know, how many times I bury it, if any little glimmer of hope happens, I'm like, fuck, there I am. Fuck yeah. So I'm all excited. I'm ready to fucking, like, go Super Saiyan 3. Like, I'm jolted. I look, find out, first of all, who owns it. And it was not the same people that owned the Buzz or Sonny, who stole the fucking Not For Air podcast name, which pisses me off to this day a little bit still. And so it's cool. It's not iHeartMedia. So it's not really Clear Channel. I'm like, cool. I'm like, cool, okay, this is some other company. Sweet, it might be like a smaller company. You know, maybe they'll actually want to throw some good ideas out there. So what do? I look up who it is. Cool. I figure out, okay, where are you based out of? Are you based in West Palm? You know, maybe, hopefully West Palm, Miami. And I looked on the map, and it's not just Miami, but it's the fucking end of Miami. And I'm like, son of a bitch. God damn it. Because I'm not going to drive. I fucking Google map this shit, right? It's like fucking 2 hours from what? Not West Palm, Port St. Lucie. And morning traffic, probably worse, to fucking, it's an hour to Boca because I used to drop Nicole off there when we first started dating. So it's a fucking good ride. And I'm like, no, I can't do that. So we fast forward. It's cool. It's been on all weekend. You heard a little bit there. And I look up the Facebook page, which is where I found out it existed in the first place. So I can only hear it online. I think the airwaves, from what I understand, because I didn't get it here in St. Lucie, was Hope Sound. So if they had been located in West Palm, like the Buzz was, it would have totally reached up here. Which the great thing about West Palm was, and the Buzz was, it was the heart of West Palm, and it was really the heart of South Florida. It goes all the way down to Miami, and it came up here past Vero. It was fucking great, you know? So the Shark is cool. So far, I've only been able to listen online, which is nothing new for me, considering what I do. And I'm like, cool. All right. Apparently, there's no commercials still. And they don't have any morning show. There's really no DJ. It's just a voice going, this is this new song, and so on. Which you heard earlier, right? Cool. And I'm open-minded. You know, there would have been a time I would have been like, but open-minded. And I'm like, all right, let's give this fucker a shot, you know? I had no problem with the bar either. I thought the bar was really good. It still is. It's still on. So, what do they got now? Bush is on. See, look at this. Hold on. All right, so far so good, right? There's a lot of music, a lot of alternative. However, when The Buzz came out, forget which year. I know it was a kid. When The Buzz came out, new rock alternative was definitely in the 90s. It was new rock alternative. Before that was like the first wave alternative, which was a lot of The Cure and Depeche Mode and that kind of stuff. And then the 90s brought on Bush and Sublime, which is kind of more punk, and ska. Anyway, all that kind of stuff started happening, right? So it was the 90s. It was all new. Nirvana, which really kicked off with the grunge stuff. Pearl Jam. It was all new. And so that's what all we all grew up on here in South Florida. That's kind of what it was, right? So awesome. So now it's been, what, fucking 3 years, 4 years since The Buzz went off the air? I think it was like 2011. Yeah, it was. It was like late December 2011. And so we've been, was it 2015, about 4 years without it? 3 years? And, you know, The Buzz is online, or it was. It's actually not even running now. There's nothing there. You go online, and they hit play, and there's nothing through TuneIn or even on the website. So I'm kind of upset about that. But this whole time, The Buzz has still been there. It's just been online. And my biggest gripe with that, and this whole thing isn't even about so much about the shark. It's really about people that aren't happy no matter what. That's my biggest gripe with this whole radio thing, is that people are not fucking happy no matter what you do. And people are stupid because of that. So The Buzz is online, you hear, well, I don't listen online. Meanwhile, these are the same fucking people that, and I understand that if you miss the DJs and how everything was in the bake sale, I get that. I've talked about that before. I'm totally with you. I think that a station has a decent on the air crew. It's and a good production manager and all that. It's fucking great. I miss that shit too. I really do. Anyway, with that said, so then you have that going on, but you could listen the whole time, and they were still, you know, playing music. And so what was alternative, which is now, which a lot of people online on the Shark page on Facebook have said, and we're going to go over some of the comments on Facebook, is listen to Alt Nation on Sirius and get that kind of playlist, which is a lot of the newer stuff. Lithium is the stuff I grew up on. That's all the Nirvana, the Bush, Pearl Jam, Foo Fighters. That's like all, you know, all this stuff that was what The Buzz was, partially. Buzz also had a lot of ska, and it had a lot of different stuff. Alanis Morissette at one time was alternative, believe it or not. So it's against the mainstream. That's what, you know, all it is. So anyway, a lot of these comments are saying, oh, well, they're playing all this other stuff, kind of newer stuff. Like, okay, they played Rehab by Amy Winehouse. Actually, she was kind of alternative. Florence and Machine is alternative. But they, like, complain about Imagine Dragons. They complain about Lord. Right now they got something called, let's see what this is. And some of it's very poppy. And Ross Mahoney, who was on The Buzz, who's on the station now in North Carolina, God bless him, said that a lot of stuff that's alternative, a lot of the that's popular, a lot of the other top 40s, 95.5s, those kind of stations, WRMF, steal those popular, not steal them, but they take those popular songs and they put it with other stuff, even though most of the time it doesn't seem like it would go. It's popular, so that's what they play. It started out on the station, though, like an alternative thing that was, that's just what it was on. It was different. It was alternatives, so they're like, oh, that's popular and people like it and it's radio friendly, so they play it. Okay. It's kind of like how on 95.5 or WMRMF that plays like the 80s, 90s, whatever the fuck they do, or Sunny, they play stuff that's popular. Blink-182's What's My Age Again always pops up. They're not playing Damn It, by the way, which was a better song, I think, from the Dude Ranch album. But they're not playing that song. They're playing the Busted. They're playing the popular MTV Top 40 song by a punk, now kind of pop punk, but a punk band, per se, right? Because that's what people like to hear, and that's what they're going to play on their station. That's the whole FM thing. So this station plays a lot of good stuff, but a lot of people are already bitching. Oh, we wanted a rock station. Okay, well, we have a rock station. But now you're mad because they're playing other stuff that's kind of... Like, here, play more rock and less pop. All that pop stuff is Y100. Imagine Dragons is weak. This is the same person bitching three times in a row. I like old school Nirvana and their unplugged stuff. Bleach is a good album. If you crank the Seattle Grunge in the early 90s, you're playing good music. Okay, I can't argue with that. Okay, but then someone argues, playing too much 90s, not enough modern rock, in whatever form the rock exists now, I suppose, is what killed WZTA and 93 Rock. Even some nostalgists find no station we dedicate to all grunge. Even Seattle stations, whatever, don't try this. Someone goes, I agree, modern rock is where it's at, but I like to hear a mix of old and new stuff. I understand that. I totally agree with that. I really do. And then, of course, people are like, oh, I can't cancel my Sirius, you know, thing, too, just yet. And I'm thinking, if you're just on Sirius just to hear the music and you don't care about radio, really, and these DJs, why don't you just fucking play your fucking whatever you want to call it. Spotify and what's the other thing? Pandora and Beats or whatever the fuck it is. And do that and shut the fuck up. I mean, again, well, can you play this? Can you play that? And I'm like, and, you know, what they still don't get is, okay, they're playing a lot of the same old shit over and over again because, again, I fucking said this, because that's what the companies are paying them to do. They give them records money. This is the song we want you to play. And, you know... And then someone says, guys, I'm telling you, it's not active rock. It's alternative music, okay? They do play some 90s stuff like Nirvana and Green Day. I mean, I don't know. It just seems like a lot of people are not really giving it a fair shake. Classic rock or pop or country, blah, blah, blah. Anyway. And then someone actually is like, oh, just don't play punk. And I'm like, fuck you. Granted, you know. I don't know. I'm just mad about it, I guess. Here's what I'm thinking. And someone has a good point. Please do not let the repetitive computerized DJ screw it up in true Florida, South Florida fashion. I totally 100% agree with that. It doesn't play Korn, Godsmack, Slipknot. And I would like a station that would play all that stuff. Along with, like, Blink and Green Day and all that stuff. If you're going to have, you know, on FM radio, that's kind of the best you can get. Because, at least on the East Coast, I think on the West Coast, they play punk like Pennywise and Socialty a lot. They have them in studios. We don't have them that here. Anyway, I think what happened was people got so used to the buzz for being on here for so fucking long, which I understand, that anything else that pops up that's slightly different and trying to do their own thing and maybe not be the buzz, people get upset. And I, too, would love to have the buzz. I do, believe me. But I told you, without certain people, it just would not be the same. And, you know, we've been through this. I think the station is doing what they can as best as FM can do. Maybe if they find some decent people that would be a good morning show, I'm nominating myself, but I don't think I really want to drive to Miami. No offense. It's kind of far. And you got to pay me some good fucking money before I drive to Miami. Plus, I can't say fuck. So anyway, fuck that. And I think it's cool, and it leaves a void. I think it sucks that we don't get it up here except for online. And again, well, you're the one who always tells people to listen online. You're right. I say you can listen to these stations that you miss online. I agree, like the Buzz. However, if I'm going to listen to something online, it's probably going to be fucking Podunk or fucking Metal Zone, where it's uncensored and I get to play and hear what I fucking want. Which is a lot of underground punk. That's what I'm geared towards anyway. That's what the show is. But anyway, with that said, I'll try again in a couple weeks, see if we got any better. Anyway, there's like, again, Y100. People are just kind of bitching. So, I think they're trying. I really do. I think they are trying to do what they're trying to do, and I 100% respect it, and I think it's fine. Let's see what this is. Little Talks of Mice, Monsters. Truth may vary this. Oh, that song. I've heard that song twice already. But I guess in a sense, that is kind of what alternative is now. Again, it's not the stuff that we grew up on. It's still there, but as we all get older, things progress and change. So anyway, that's kind of my thought on it. Obviously, if you want some, you know, and other people are on there real quick bitching about, oh, play some locals and all this. I'm going to tell you this right now. If you want local music played, punk and rock or whatever, then send it my way and I will play it on Not For Air, which is a underground local show that plays local bands and other bands from all over that are underground and different scenes and stuff. So, oh, you're not on FM. Well, I got news for you, buddy. There's a lot of shit these local bands, unless they're cover bands, that will play that won't make it on FM. And the reason why is because, you know, they're not banking on it. So you need to let go of that pipe dream. Me, on the other hand, I don't bank on it either, but I'll still fucking play it because it's me and I'm crazy and I don't give a fuck. But anyway, that's just my thoughts. I'll have more again soon probably about it. I'm leaving town, so I get to listen to a lot of different rock stations on my way up and down to Charlotte. And I like to see the different stuff in different cities and see how it is. Obviously, Miami is still a lot different than West Palm. Even though they're not far from each other, they're still completely two different areas, two different cities, in a lot of ways, two different ways of life. So we'll see. Anyway, that's just my thought. Yeah, bye.